Hello everyone. In the current view of business environment, revenue cycle management proves an important role. Today, we'll be having an overview of what revenue cycle management in healthcare happens. It will be divided into different chapters. Me, Dr. Atul Pawar, with 14 plus years of experience into healthcare management, would be dealing with each aspects of the revenue cycle management in a different way. Let's start with what exactly the first chapter would cover into. So chapter 1, basically overview of revenue cycle management. Let's deal in detail about how exactly the revenue cycle management would come into play into healthcare backgrounds. Introduction to healthcare finances. Healthcare finance is a vital as patient care. It defines how the healthcare finance would happen into the healthcare setup or healthcare environment. Revenue cycle management focuses on this entire journey of healthcare finance. The revenue cycle management ensures proper compensation for all the healthcare providers, be it doctors, be it nursing staff, be it the staff which is present, the back-end staff, the front-end staff, right from reception, ward boys, housekeepings, then doctors out there, everybody. How the exact proper compensations of their finances would be managed, how exactly the healthcare system could be able to generate revenue, and how it could be managed. It encompasses the financial aspect of appointment scheduling to payment stages. The RCM is very crucial for financial health of a healthcare organization. Understanding of what exactly revenue cycle management is all about. It is basically a systematic process within the healthcare that could oversee the financial life cycle of a patient care from initial appointment or to the receipt of the payment. It ensures accurate billing, that is timely reimbursement, coordinated by various administrative departments, clinical functions, and throughout the journey of the healthcare facility, which patient encompasses during his stay or during his entire what we call as healthcare journey into the healthcare environment. For example, imagine a patient visits a healthcare provider for a consultation. The revenue cycle management process begins when the patient schedules an appointment and provides their insurance information. The administrative staff verifies the insurance coverage and eligibility before the appointment is taken. So, once a patient tries to schedule an appointment, RCM process basically starts. Revenue cycle management process basically starts where scheduling of the appointment or probably understanding how what would be the compensation the patient is able to generate through his insurance. During the appointment, the clinical staff provides services which are accurately documented and coded. Once we understand why the patient is scheduling an appointment, based on his or the patient's understanding which appointment the patient has been scheduling, the particular documentations and coding of that particular claim is started. And once it has been started, after submitting the claim to insurance company, the journey of the RCM starts. After the appointment, the billing department processes the claim and submits it to respective insurance companies for reimbursement. And once the insurance company approves the claim, the payment is posted, reconciled, and recorded into healthcare provider's system, ensuring the fair compensation for the service rendered has been given to the healthcare providers, healthcare facilitators. What exactly are the components for this revenue cycle management? There are different components into it. First would be patient registration and scheduling. Here, gathering of the patient information and scheduling of the appointment is done. So understanding why exactly patient is needing an appointment, why exactly patient wants to visit a doctor or a healthcare provider, and the basic details of the patient to verify whether the patient is the same person who has taken the insurance coverage policies. So basic information has been provided. Based on these basic informations and the scheduling of the appointment, insurance verifies the eligibility and the patient's details. So once we have the basic details of the patients, like name as a primary source, date of birth, and the insurance company provider's number or probably detail of which insurance company it is, and the UID numbers or the numbers which insurance provide insurance company provide to identify the patient's detail. Once these details are been verified by the insurance company, they understand the service which has been covered under the policy and check the eligibility of the patient. Thus, there is a assigning code for each of these services which the patient would be enable or probably trying to enable from the healthcare providers. So each code is been generated on that particular service, and thus the charge of the capture of the coding and the billing is been done in that way. Similarly, after completion of the codes and understanding the codes and submitting the claims, there is a claim submission. There is once the healthcare service has been provided to the patient, there is a final billing amount which has been sent to the insurance company for processing the claim. So there is a claim submission and processing process where entire bills are been submitted to the insurance company for processing. After receiving the bills sent by the healthcare providers, there is a payment process and reconciliation which happens, where the amount of service given to the patient is checked by the insurance company to ensure there is no pilferages or leakages into the services provided, as well as whether the patient has been enabled to suitable categories, suitable compensation models, suitable revenue model, or and suitable disease condition treatment part model, and whether the assigned treatment given to the patient is proper or not. These all things are being taken into consideration. Then after taking all these things into consideration, receiving and recording of the payment matching and the service provided is been taken into consideration. So let's understand what exactly are the cycle or how exactly this cycle takes place. So there is a pre-registration which happens at the first stage, okay, where the basic information of the patient is been collected. After collection of this basic information, there is a registration where collection of this subsequent patient information and why exactly patient needs this treatment is been done, and the patient is registered into the healthcare provider system. After the registration, there is a charge capture. So once the patient is registered for inside the healthcare provider or a hospital, understanding for which treatment the patient has been registered, there is a charge attached to it. So there is a billing, the prerequisite or probably predetermined amount by each insurance company has been given to a hospitals or a healthcare providers to understand what would be the charge for that medical service which would be determined. So that charge is captured. There is a claim which is submitted. So there are different variations into it. Initially, when the patient get admitted into the hospital, this is a pre-approval stage where a claim has been submitted for a particular disease condition. Let's take an example. If a patient has been diagnosed or probably is thinking that he might have fever and is suspecting to have malaria, patient would pre-register, his basic details would be captured, his registration would be done in the hospital. If the patient requires a hospitalization, a charge for approximate 5 to 6 days would be incurred into the charge capture. There would be a predetermined amount for this disease condition which would be submitted to the insurance company, which they would pre-approve. So the submission of the claim has been done on that basis. Thus, after submission of this claim submissions, there's a remittating process which applies for whether the disease conditions require that much time of admissions or not, and whether the treatment part of that particular disease condition is happening in a proper way or not. Based on that, the insurance company would either apply or reject the claim process. Thus, after doing this all process and submission of the bills, the insurance would company would follow up regarding with the third party payments whether the claim which was been submitted by the healthcare providers and the or the hospitals is been valid or not, and they'll follow up with the third party insurance which we commonly known as TPA companies to give away the charges for the particular claim. Once that charges are being given, the patient collects the proper balance amount. So there are different amounts basically if based on the premiums which patients pay, based on the eligibility of the patients, based on the disease condition which they have pre-noted to the insurance company. Based on all these factors, there are different factors into it which will come across in the different chapters in the revenue cycle management. Based on this, the collection or a patient collections is been determined, and hospital collects the balance amount if from the patient or from the insurance company directly. So there are some amounts where patient pays the part payment for his disease condition. There are some payments where entire disease condition or entire the treatment procedures billing has been reimbursed or probably has been done cashless through the insurance company. Let's move ahead. What exactly or the importance of the efficient revenue management cycle is all about. The revenue cycle management impacts the financial health of a healthcare organization. The seamless process basically in minimizing the billing errors as well as expedite the claim process. What happens is basically with all these codings and understanding the billing model, the billing errors which probably might result into overbilling of the patient or probably errors which might be double charges incurred into the patient for same conditions or same pharmaceutical materials or probably doctor's visit might be doubled up. So this all entire billing errors which might be manual or human error basically could be minimized. Also the claim process, basically understanding if we are putting a claim to an insurance company, they would take some time to process the claim and give the payment back to the healthcare provider. So to expedite this claim process, there's a pre-approved amount which has been sanctioned by the insurance company stating that this particular disease condition would allow only this much amount of money to be released for the particular condition. Anything goes beyond it would be checked. So insurance company basically check if at all the claim is over the sanctioned amount or if it is below the sanctioned amount. So there is a benchmark which has been done for particular disease conditions or particular surgical conditions. Thus, it efficient the revenue cycle management to foster the trust and patient satisfaction. As patient is not having a botheration of paying the claims and he understand what would be the amount which would be sanctioned for the for his hospital or healthcare services which he has rendered from the hospitals and what exactly the amount he would be able to spend on that particular condition. It allows healthcare providers to focus more on patient care and not think of the billing process of the patient, because most of the time doctors or probably healthcare providers are restricted to the treatment protocols in a cash patient basically, depending on whether the affordability of the patient for the particular drugs or particular treatment would be possible or not. So there is often a halt in treatment in a cash patient to determine whether the treatment part or the further surgical management part would be taken care in a proper way or not, because patient has to arrange the funds for completing the treatment. There is a transparent billing practices which enhances in the RCM management, which enhances the patient provider relationship to not hamper. Most of the hospital have this challenge of billing process been not followed properly for the cash patient, or probably patient often feels there is no transparency from the healthcare provider to the patient to understand how exactly the billing of a healthcare provider or hospital is being done in a proper way. that creates a rift in between patient as well as the healthcare providers. Patient always feel that whatever fee incurred by the healthcare provider is always elevated, whereas healthcare provider always feels that whatever service they are being provided are being undervalued. So there is always a clash, or probably always a factor which comes into play, and it creates a rift or probably friction among the patient as well as the healthcare providers. RCM management helps to bridge in between and understand that this basically rift has been countered. What is the exact benefit of this RCM systems, revenue cycle management systems? It basically helps in effective experience with the disease condition or a patient, and it accounts to receivability of the payments. Basically, the receivable days of payment is 5.5%, indicating the faster billing and collection processes. What is the importance of efficient revenue cycle management, which we are trying to elaborate, or what we are trying to ensure that it would help better healthcare practices? It initiates the world of healthcare. Efficient management of revenue cycle is essential. It serves as a silent hero and ensures the financial well-being of a healthcare provider. Smooth selling for healthcare providers. Basically, the revenue cycle acts as a captain steering a ship, facilitating a smooth operations. Its efficiency process allows the providers to focus on patient care without thinking of financial hurdles. It also helps in faster payment, better financial health. Timely payments contribute to maintaining the healthy financial status of the patient. The happy patients, happy providers, it helps in understanding the transparency of the bill, clear communication, which leads to patient satisfaction. Also, avoiding the billing errors and the headaches, basically understanding how exactly the accurate billing, or minimizing the confusion, which patient thinks that hospital might be doing, or hospital thinks that it is underpaid. Compliances and rules. There are different compliances and rules which helps the healthcare provider to stay compliant, to avoid penalties if they are overcharging or probably they are mistreating. There is a strategic decision making, basically understanding the clear insights of making informed decision about the future, what would happen for a patient and how exactly the treatment protocols are being prepared. Staying prepared for the challenges, acting as a shield for unforeseen financial challenges. Like, there are different disease conditions. Body is a complex structure, basically. One disease condition might lead to another disease condition in no point of time. Understanding the comorbidities or the existing disease condition, the body may change its action on a particular drug stream. So, to understand if at all any unforeseen events or unforeseen financial challenges would take place due to any comorbid conditions or some disease elements which are been newly acting onto the patient. This ensures the stability in healthcare finances. Understanding the integration of the healthcare financial system. Integration ensures the seamless connection between various financial systems in the healthcare. It is a key to putting together puzzle pieces to create a cohesive picture of a financial operation. The components of electronic health record, billing, revenue cycle management systems and financial management platforms acts as a beneficiary to understand how exactly the financial systems takes place. EHR integration ensures the treatment history aligns with the financial record. So, billing and RCM systems synchronize in billing with patient treatment, and ensuring the accuracy helps in understanding the integration in the healthcare financial system. There is a magic of integration, why it matters basically, why exactly the integration is needed. Integration reduces the errors by automating the process and minimizing the manual data entry. Once I know the details of the patient, like once the insurance company captures all the data of the patient, understanding the whether the patient has been diabetic, hypertension or having any other comorbid conditions, the premium, extra premium is already charged into it. So the disease condition related to these conditions like diabetes or hypertension are being covered into this system. This helps in faster billing process, which lead to quicker payment from the insurance companies and enhancing the financial stability. It also provides hospital with comprehensive way view of financial performance. So the hospital doesn't have to worry about how the financial aspect of the patient would be taken care. Hospital understands that the further care or further treatment part would be taken care by the insurance company in aiding to make a strategic decision making in treatment part of the patient. It also enhances the transparency in billing. So the confusion about how exactly the billing process would take place and how exactly the billing department is going to charge is not the headache of the patient for that purpose. Integration also facilitates the compliances in the healthcare regulation and the standards, ensuring there's a best practice which has been adhered to the patient. Now, understanding how the EHR integrated system and is important is all about. So there are different terminological services which are being used. There's a user interface and a reporting interface. There are two interfaces. Basically, user interface is for the patient, where patient patient uploads his patient health records. So whenever the patient has been having an insurance claim been submitted or taken, patient's records, basically understanding how exactly the patient's condition, current condition while taking the claims is been uploaded in the user interface. There's a knowledge about how what current condition of the patient or probably current medical conditions or medical history of the patient is all about. So that is also entered into the user interface. There's different part of what exactly the patient records would be taken into consideration. There would be financial aspect of it. There would be medical aspects of it. There would be past history of it. There would be genetic history of the patient also captured into. Based on all this data entry, there's a decision which supports and understand what would be the value or the amount the patient might need to have the medical treatment in further life. Based on that, there are some data which are being transferred after the patient takes the treatment. So based on that reporting and analysis, there is this data basically over the period of 1 year or 2 years or during the time of the claims, basically this data is been captured and pulled back into the user interface to determine whenever the renewal happens, whether the patient might require additional premium to be given to the insurance company or not. Similarly, all this data is been put in a data warehouse which stores all this data. The entire reporting or the patient treatment part is also again captured into the data warehouse, where it acts as a support or a backup for the existing patient health records and gives a support to understand and retrieve the queries which would arise during the treatment part. So this entire model basically is to understand whether the patient history has been captured properly, be it financial, be it medical, be it past history, be it genetical history, all histories are being captured properly. The present history is also incorporated into it to understand how the health system would work to its efficiency. Thus, it helps in understanding and giving the external systems a key to provide an additional treatment to the patient. Let's understand what are the challenges on this journey and how to solve these problems. Challenges include ensuring interoperability between the systems and managing various levels of technology. Currently, India, what we say has been a developing country, we don't have all the system integrated to each other, or probably having a handshake between the electronic health records as well as some reporting or pathological or radiological systems. So the challenge of basically integrating different levels of technology into a single technology becomes a basic challenge. There are security measures which must be robust to avoid the safeguarding of this financial and the patient data, sensitivity of financiality and the patient's secure data, basically. To overcome this challenge, a proper planning and implementation of strategies has to take place. Integration may face different resistance from staff to traditional workflows. So what happens is, prior to EHRs or probably electronic health records and implementation of the policies to have electronic health records maintained or probably HMIS system into the place for the healthcare providers, there was a documentation process which used to happen, where entire data of a patient was stored with the written or manual processes, which was stored into the backyards or probably storage room or a medical record rooms of the hospitals or the healthcare providers. Now, this entire system of storage and capturing of the data was manual. Currently, this entire data or data capturing, even in rural or in urban region, is being done to HMIS, and storage part is done by EHR systems to avoid the space constraint. The traditional workflow of capturing the data manually is even practiced today in some regions, and they rely on that aspect because there are some data which are old and they can't be integrated into the current system, whereas new data are being synced into the HMIS or EHR systems. So most of the hospitals in rural areas are capturing both the data, whereas urban have digitalized their old electronic old manual data into electronic configuration. So the challenge do remain in the certain constraints of certain parts of this country. There's also cost consideration into it. Because to manage HMIS or EHR system, there is an initial investment which has to be done. There is an ongoing maintenance system which comes into play. Whereas in manual, there is no maintenance or investment. The investment only part is into the manpower and the storage part, nothing else. So initial investment into application of EHR or HMIS system is bigger than what it was in manual this thing. So organizations seek to have integrated financial system effectively need to have an initial investment for the ongoing maintenance process.